Good morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. Today is Maundy Thursday, a day in the Christian tradition which remembers Jesus' commandment that we are to love one another. It is also a day when we pause to reflect on the experiences of our community as people rally together in the aftermath of the tornado that struck St. Peter 20 years ago. To commemorate this day, we are pleased to have former Gustavus President Axel Steuer with us to give our homily. Axel served as the 13th president of Gustavus Adolphus College. Appointed in 1991, Steuer's tenure included advances in the college's national academic standing and a strengthened financial condition. President Steuer also led the institution through a major rebuilding process that was required after the 1998 tornado. A founding president of Minnesota's acclaimed Campus Compact for Community Service, Steuer was awarded the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation Presidential Leadership Grant in 1999, and in the same year was honored by the Templeton Foundation as one of 50 presidents effectively promoting character building at their colleges. We are delighted to have Axel Steuer with us this morning as we commemorate the 20th anniversary of the St. Peter tornado. I invite you to stand now as we begin our worship with our opening hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past.
Thank you.
Holy God, source of all love, on the night of his betrayal, Jesus gave us a new commandment, to love one another as he loves us. We write this commandment in our hearts and give us the will to serve others as he was the servant of all, Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 1 through 17 and 31 through 35. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it in the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who is bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. As you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was about to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet and had put on his robe, he returned to the table and said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Let me begin by saying hello to all of you. Good morning, friends, old and new. I see a lot of familiar faces out there, and I noted to Chaplain Erickson a little bit earlier that your opening hymn was our closing hymn at one of the last services that we had after Tornado at First Lutheran Church. You all know why we're here. Just look at the program. March 29th, 1998 began as a pleasant Minnesota spring Sunday. By midnight afternoon, weather reports indicated that major thunderstorms were headed for the city of St. Peter. At 5:30 p.m., Lori and I saw an ominous black cloud rapidly approaching the president's home on campus from the southwest. We hurried down the stairs to the basement and held each other closely, standing beneath the door beam as the whole house began shaking, quickly followed by an explosive crash that many have compared to being hit by a train. What we saw as we stepped outside was shocking and disorienting. Uprooted trees were everywhere. The spire of Christ Chapel was snapped off near its base. With most of the windows out and roofs blown partially off, many buildings looked like empty shells. The former Johnson Residence Hall, where a number of international students were spending the spring break, was damaged beyond repair. Some people were convinced that Gustavus would not survive what our insurance estimator had described as the worst natural disaster damage ever, I guess, experienced by a college in the United States up to that point in time. The fact that the college had a comprehensive strategic plan in place, as well as facilities, landscaping, and emergency response plans, was critical to the timely rebuilding of the campus. Now, people have often said, you've heard it yourself, thank God that students had left the campus for spring break. And I know a lot of students are gone already. And yet, yes, we offered prayers of thanks that the great majority of Gustavus students and staff were not directly in harm's way on that fateful day. Nonetheless, I want to quote the former editor-in-chief of the Gustavian Weekly, David Kogler, a first-year student when the tornado hit, who wrote his final editorial in the Weekly just before graduating in 2001 under the title, Thank God for the Tornado. Thank God for the tornado. I want to be clear here that David bemoaned the widespread suffering that so many people in St. Peter experienced because of the storm. And he was among the hundreds of Gustavus students, alumni, and employees who volunteered to help rebuild the lives of people in St. Peter who had lost almost everything. But he focused his last column on the life lessons, the spiritual growth that he and his peers gained in the storm's aftermath. In a short history of Gustavus, Steve Waldhauser noted that early in my time as president of the college, a task force completed the college's first strategic plan, which, quoting him now, in addition to providing an enduring college mission statement, identified five core values particular to the Gustavus community: excellence, community, justice, service, and faith. I'm sure you've seen this all over the campus. He also reports that, quote, while these values received little attention at the time, more would be made of them later. I take my cue this morning from both David and Steve. It was easy to see the dramatic physical transformation of the Gustavus campus after the tornado, but I believe the storm also impacted the character, the collective soul of the Gustavus community, in a way that complements what David saw among his peers. And as Steve's point reflected, it took a while to achieve full campus recognition that those five core values, as identified in the 1994 Focus on Excellence strategic plan, were a good fit for Gustavus. In fact, I recall walking our colleague, Goldie, past Christ Chapel late one evening when I overheard a student say with great passion to his female companion, you can't be a Swedish college, Lutheran college in Minnesota, and also want to be a nationally ranked liberal arts college, especially one that is committed to diversity. Had Goldie and I been invited to join the conversation, I might have observed that from Gustavus's beginning, his Swedish Lutheran founders were convinced that establishing an American institution of higher education, of higher learning, was their calling from God. And God's calling is to excellence in all and for all. This 94 strategic plan identified as a key goal moving Gustavus up into the National Liberal Arts College category. The plan envisioned that in a few years, the college would be recognized for excellence in various categories of the sort today highlighted on the Gustavus website. I did look at that before coming here. In turn, what it means to be a community, especially one committed to social justice, was for a period of time also a lively topic of campus conversations, both here and at colleges around the country. Gustavus, in particular, was in the midst of rapid change. Some people felt not rapid enough or complete enough in addressing such important issues as campus diversity and gender equity. Against this background, the kind of community that was affirmed in the strategic plan was more than a group of people gathered in the same location, with each person pursuing some self-interest or other. So the community is defined as, in our plan here, mutual respect and a pervasive concern for every member of our community. The poet T.S. Eliot, in his play The Rock, takes this distinction even further. He first asks, "What life have you if you have not life together? There is no life that is not in community, and no community that is not lived in praise of God." In Eliot's eyes, community is marked by love and caring. One that is marked that way is inherently lives in praise of God. How we live in community is important. It reflects the kind of God we have and we worship. Gustavus is distinctive in seeking to be a community in what I will call, in the biblical sense of people, loving, respecting, caring for each other. Similarly with the Gustavus understanding, biblical understanding of justice, beyond a laudable secular view of justice as the unbiased handing out of punishments and rewards on the basis of human laws, justice in the prophetic tradition of the Bible is linked to concern for others, especially the poor and the dispossessed. Justice includes service to others in need, and being a just community entails being a serving community. In that spirit, the Gustavus community reached out to help or serve the residents of St. Peter in a number of ways after the storm. The values of excellence, community, justice, service, and faith, as affirmed in all of the college's strategic plans from 1994 on, were still in the process of becoming seamlessly woven into the fabric of Gustavus when those values were put to a major test by the 1998 tornado. People have remarked over the years how the spirit and dedication of Gustavus people made its amazing recovery possible. To build upon that spirit, the senior administrative team of the college, on the very first day after the storm, committed itself to always putting people first, ahead of financial considerations or similar concerns. For example, respectful communication with each constituency of the college was frequent and positive. Continuing and graduating students received $3,000 discounts for less than ideal, to put it mildly, conditions for learning that they encountered upon their return to campus after 3 weeks. Staff were assured that their jobs were secure, that they would be paid throughout the time the college was closed. Faculty received new personal computers to permit them to follow their passions of teaching and research. The first of many worship services took place in a partially flooded and windowless Christ Chapel late in the evening of March 29th, and almost every subsequent public gathering began in prayer. These are but some of the ways that the values of community, justice, service, and faith found expression. On this 20th anniversary, I again want to acknowledge and thank those leaders, administrators, and faculty across the Gustavus community who rallied their people to do extraordinary things with the example of their own deep commitment to our core values. Every significant decision during the recovery effort was guided by our striving to be a community of justice, service, and faith, faith in God's goodness and care. I firmly believe that this widely shared commitment was the key to the survival and subsequent renaissance of the college. Immediately after the tornado, Gustavus leaders saw as their first task the offering of hope that all will be well, all manner of things will be well, which is the bedrock of the Christian faith. This hope was anchored in the firm belief that our particular college, with its distinctive mission and values, was called by God to continue in that mission. The Rebuilding a Greater Gustavus theme, adopted the morning after the tornado, gave voice to that hope. The grove of flowering crabapple trees planted on the hillside below Old Main was intended to serve as a testament to the hope-based resilience of Gustavus Adolphus College for future generations. In our Maundy Thursday text for this morning, we heard how Jesus, not fearing the gruesome death he was face to face the next day, calmly and humbly washed the feet of his first disciples and directed them to imitate him. He also issued, as we heard, just read, a commandment, a new commandment to them, to love one another. In today's world, we are subject to some of the same flaws the original disciples displayed at the climax of Jesus' life on earth, including fear and doubt. But we were also subject to the same directives Jesus gave them. Once again, love and serve one another. As Easter approaches anew, let us now recommit ourselves to taking to heart those directives, as well as to trust in Jesus' promise to all of his disciples, then and now, that ultimately there is nothing to fear, for all will be well. Praise be to God. And the people said, Amen.
We will continue by standing and singing verse 1 of our closing hymn. Verse 1. Let us depart with hearts open and prepared to love, even to the point of breaking and being made whole again. Let us embody God's love with our whole selves and draw closer to one another and to this beloved world. Amen. Go in peace to love and to serve. Thanks be to God.